4 o'clock again.
Yeah.
One computer's not working.
Is it not?
No. This all sounds funny. I've got... What's that one? Is that the wireless knob?
Just press a few buttons.
No, I'll put it on there.
Oh, you got?
Desk op. I don't know. I've got these two. Is your mic working?
Sorry, I got a bit of a cold.
Oh, God, I had a big list of things to talk about as well.
Did you?
Yeah. No. Welcome to the Crypt.
Oh, it's a good start.
On a rope. Yeah. Which is appropriate, because we've got a little Gravediggers track to play later, haven't we?
Oh,
about,
yeah.
Called Suicide.
It's one of my favourite tracks, Gervais. It's by the Gravediggers, but it has got a bit of bad language.
Well, that's okay, because you've played it to me a couple of times, and I reckon I've got it off pat.
Really?
I'm going to be bleeping it out live.
You're going to do a live bleep
out? Yeah. I should say, you know, we usually have a few beers and we get... throughout the show and I get steadily drunk, which is unprofessional. This saved a bit of time, turned up pissed.
You turned up drunk today?
Yeah, so that I'll tell you what,
I'll be honest with you, Gervais, you know, normally, if someone gets drunk, their speech begins to slur.
Yeah.
They talk rubbish.
Yeah.
No difference.
No,
with you.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of being me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
How drunk are you?
I had a little bit of wine.
Did you? Couple
glasses. It's a lovely. I might get a little bit melancholy. What about the little baby kangaroos have to crawl all at their mums? I help them. Got a fax here for you, Steve. Actually,
oh, lovely. Good news.
It's from Becky. She's listening to us in bed. She's been a bit lazy. She's been on holiday, and she wants me to dedicate a song to dedicate it to Stinky Skanky Steve because he is an alien. And she's done a little picture of me, Slimy Steve. Isn't that lovely? And she wants me to play Subterranean Homesick Sick Alien by Radiohead. And that's sweet. So people do think of you.
Lovely.
And I got one from Laura, as I used to, says to Steve, you still sound as stupid as ever, you asymmetrical, asexual, rabid, anemic, flea-ridden deformity. Oh. See, you have got people thinking of you. See?
Yeah. I'd rather they didn't.
Baby Bird, and if you'll be mine, then I'll be yours. And Baby Bird was actually in this week with Claire.
Was
lovely,
he?
Lovely man.
Oh, Baby Bird was
yeah.
At XFM?
He's very nice.
Is he?
He's got a beak and funny little claws.
Oh, Rick.
I know, it made me laugh.
Oh, my God, we're desperate.
He used to be an
egg. Desperate men, Rick, if you've got to resort to that kind of
I called
of
him Baby Bird, and he went, I've never been called that before. Which is bizarre.
But there's a band they're called Baby Bird. He's called Steven.
Can you go to turn that down next door?
When we're trying to do a show. Music, aren't
yeah,
they?
Emma, it's just, it's not on.
That's insane. I can hear a throb from the other room.
Yeah.
Someone's got, this is insane, Gervais. It's like having, trying to host a radio show.
Yeah. And now he's laughing. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
all going to be.
We're going to play a track that you've brought in.
That's right.
Go on, what is it?
It's a fantastic tune by the Gravediggers.
Yeah.
Part of the Wu-Tang Clan rap collective.
Yeah.
Right, it's from their album.
Not to be confused with the Wu-Tang Clan.
That's
a little shellfish.
Yeah.
That's into rap.
Yeah, it swears a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, terrible, yeah.
The track is-
Got a muscle posse.
The track is beautiful. You've probably heard it on the dance floor, maybe in some indie club.
Yeah.
1-800-SUICIDES.
Yeah.
Now, I would stress, Rick, it has got a bit of bad language.
I know. I mean, I've listened to this twice, and I reckon I've got it off pat. I reckon I'm going to pull the fader down at just the right places and go, eh. Okay?
Right, you're going to sort of bleep it out.
And if it goes wrong, so what? You know, that's real. People have a problem with swearing. I don't. Do you?
No. Not
I mean, I'm doing it because it's rules and, you know,
no,
we were...
You know, the great thing about
we want to stay on air because, you know, we take our job seriously.
We do.
And, you know, I think we're sorry, excuse my French, bloody good DJs, aren't
we? Well, I think you're absolutely right, Rick.
Yeah.
Let me shake your hand.
Yeah, all right.
There we are.
Yeah.
A good
yeah.
shaking of a hand there. I love a bit of rap.
That wasn't actually French.
No.
Is it? It's weird, isn't it?
Oh, pardon the French. People always say when they, maybe you say bollocks.
Excuse my French, but le plume de ma tante. Hey, come on, language. Language. We'll be doing, learning a little bit of, foreign language later. I've brought in, Instant Yiddish by Fred, Kogos. I've always wanted to learn Yiddish.
Really?
Yeah. Narishnik, foolishness. Some glick. Some schlimmen, yeah, for better for worse. So I'll teach you a little useless phrase like that, out of the old Instant Yiddish book. But first, what was this? Gravediggers.
It's Gravediggers. They're keeping it real, they're keeping it raw, so there is a bit of bad language.
Yeah, well, mine's raw.
You've been keeping it raw?
Yeah, of course I have. Right, I'm gonna have a go at this then.
Alright.
Right.
Don't get
nervous. No, don't, shut up. Right, I've got to play this. Shut up then. Don't put me off. I've got to concentrate.
Yeah, bleep it out live.
And I will, yeah, shut up.
Alright, is it going? Oi. Okay.
Okay.
Take it calm. Take it calm.
All right.
Suicide into suicide, driver. Suicide into suicide.
is cyanide line. Far and right, yo, it ain't worth to put a rope around your neck and jerk. And there's one coming.
I know.
The trick didn't work. Your life was fucked up from the first day of birth. After watching Jackie Gleason walk into a precinct, gun down a captain for no reason. Oh, good work. Good work. Or a drink from the bar, get behind your wheel and crash the car. Like Desert Storm, got bombed for the war. Confront an alligator, let it eat you raw. Back to the function, riding the caboose to hell. Didn't touch the third rail. You fucked up, chicken. Now you just got fried. Suicide. Suicide. It's a suicide. 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 You're doing okay, but you're not out of the woods yet. Suicide. It's a suicide. Suicide. It's a suicide. Hey, you little bitch, kid, what's your beef? Come and tell the gun before all of your grief. You asked for a thing, then you only got a kitten. Your pop got in, but your weed's mad cheap. Maybe you're a bastard child, you think. Come and get away, and you're drunk. Yes, you can. Yes.
And that's for Steve Vox, who's listening in Reading. It's from Lee to him. And Steve is the president of the Geeks, Nerds and Losers Society, the GNL. Lee's the vice president.
I got thrown out of that.
What embarrassing walking down the street with you.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's a terrible state.
Yeah.
Gervais, it was Saturday night last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to sleep until 6 in the morning.
Ooh. Flatmates having a party.
Yeah.
Not invited?
No.
Next time though.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know where I hang around with them.
Well,
at least I look after you. I sort of, people say to me, is Steve really as ugly as you say? I go, he's worse. Do you know what I mean? But that's, no, do you know what I mean though?
You're doing me a favour.
Well, of course I am.
You're protecting me.
Of course I am.
I'll tell you, one day, right, it's just one of me at the moment, but one day there'll be a whole squadron. It'll be like Planet of the Apes.
Oh my God, and you don't actually need anyone else to sort of like, breed, do you?
Exactly. We can just reproduce as we are. It'll be like Planet of the Apes, right? There'll be sort of a Charlton Heston figure.
Planet of the Squids.
It'll crash land.
Get your damn dirty tentacle off me.
It'll crash land, yeah, exactly, and there'll just be loads of me crawling around, yeah, all identical, chasing him on horseback.
And they see, like, Bristol Temple meet, and they go, oh my god, they blew it up!
Yeah.
He's back in Bristol with all your, oh no.
Incredible.
To charlatans, and then, there must be an organisation of volunteers or something who, if it's like touch and go, if it's really serious, if you're like clinically depressed about it and you really can't get a woman, they don't want just people turning up who can get girls and saying, oh, I fancy, you know. But in your case, you know, they'll speak to you, they'll see you. And I think, you know, there must be some sort of national health thing or private where you can actually sleep with, I don't know, a voluntary worker.
you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, there's
people that,
I know, but there's people that, I don't know, volunteer for geriatric duty, you know, and they're exploding all over the place. They're covered in the stuff, right? There's people that work on leper colonies, right, for, you know, for nothing. There must be someone who will sleep with you out of sympathy. You don't want that. Of course you don't. You don't want that, do you?
Well, let's not be hasty, Rick. I mean, these people, I mean, especially if they need some sort of free publicity, you know, get a bit of, you know, sort of press and media attention.
Yeah.
I also sort of help to publicise their campaign, really.
There's probably an organisation that go, you know, and they go off to, like, just strange climes and go on to, like, leper islands and that, and they work with them. Or they can sleep with you. Now, that's got to do the lepers some good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wouldn't that be terrible if that was the option, right? And suddenly, volunteers to leper colonies doubled.
Was like going to Torremolinos.
Yeah.
Let me on the bus. Sorry, there's no room on the bus, but you're at the back there.
Yeah.
Going, well then here we go.
Here I am then.
Yeah.
I signed up for the lepers.
Yeah.
Licking their wounds. Well, sorry, but...
geriatric duty.
Yeah.
Scraping it
out.
Oh, dear. I heard a song in the week, right? I've heard it before. It's by Ween. And it goes, push little daisies and make them come up. And I don't know what it's called. 0171-580-2000. I don't know where to look. Push the little daisies and make them come up. It's like that. It is.
Rubbish.
I've been going around singing
There's
that.
There's no song with that lyric.
It's like that. It goes, push the little daisies and make them come up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's what my friends have been saying for the last 4 days.
God, you're really irritating me today.
Like, people will go on going, if you'll be mine, I'll be... Not too annoying. But, after about 10 times, you go, oh, can you sing something else?
But when you've heard, push the little daisies and make them come up.
Shut up.
You can get really annoyed.
Yes, it
really can, can't it?
Shut up.
Okay, Wanna Die, you and me song.
Push the little
daisies. Shut up.
If you think
exaggerating, was I?
Well, it's a good tune, though.
Yeah, let's leave it.
Push a little daisy to make a cover.
That's great. That's just gonna gag. I love that one.
It's great, actually.
Maybe we should play it again.
Well, maybe later on. I'm not that mad about it.
I like that.
She's not quite as irritating
as me.
No, generally.
Who is? We were talking earlier about how hideous you, how you look, and you can't get a woman because you're quite nasty as well. And Emma, our producer here, who thought, oh, this is not fair, you know, because you are, Steve is quite affectionate. When you get to sort of know, like E.T., when you first watch E.T., you go, ugh, and then by the end you think, oh, do you know what I mean? It sort of like gets that deeper. And she said, I remind you, Steve, what I said when I first met you, and this is like her best, you know, stab at a compliment to make you feel better. She said, oh, I thought you're really not that ugly.
So the assumption is I am ugly,
yeah.
It's just not as bad as
yeah.
she's made out.
And that's like, you know what I mean, yeah. And she's like, no, don't be silly, you're really good, you're really not that ugly. Yeah. It was a good effort though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that was nice, Emma, that was really nice. It was a good effort, but it was shallow. And futile. It doesn't mean anything. Look at his little face. Oh, look!
Look at that fax over there. Show that fax out, right?
To Ricky, Steve's skin problem closed up, which actually,
what they've
silicon
got?
Carbide what particles.
Someone sent in a fax, right, and they've got these sort of hideous kind of mutated, cells, whatever, and they've put on the fax, to Rick, Steve's skin problem closed up. You've never said I've got a skin problem.
No, I haven't. You haven't got
They're
a skin problem.
They're just assuming, no.
It's almost translucent, his skin. It's very powerful. It's like, you know, like those newborn fish when you can see all the hearts, can't you? All the hearts in many fish. They've got one each. You're lots of fish, lots of hearts.
Gervais, shut up. You're irritating me now and you're abusive and you're just winding me up.
Oh.
No, I'm a little bit offended by
it. I know. You see, you should be. But what about this charity thing? There must be one. 01715002000. Oh, that would be fantastic.
That'd be great. And, you know, it'd be like £1 fix. You'd write on the little form.
Yeah.
And you could get friends and relatives to sponsor you.
Would that be per stroke or per shag?
I think it's for the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole event.
Yeah.
It'll be a big event. You know those guys, I think it was a hoax, but they were going to televise the first moment they lost their virginity. So they were going to broadcast it down the internet.
Right? Yeah.
And they were going to have sex on the internet live, and everyone was going to applaud and watch and pay for it. Maybe I could organise that as well, make a bit of money out of it.
Yeah, but think of the technology by then, though.
Incredible.
They would just be able to think it, wouldn't they, and, like, see you losing your virginity. And they all have big swollen heads. You might be good looking in like the year 2090. You never know because it's all well lit, isn't it? You know, in Bristol, you're a good looking fella, aren't you, in Bristol?
I'm a good looking girl.
Yeah. Oh, this is Belle and Sebastian, the boy with the Arab strap. This is for Jim Hobbs, who said, can we hear more about Jezuk? And I better tell people now, we've had a lot of factors about Jezuk. Jezuk is spelt J-E-Z-O-C. I made it up. That's how it's spelt. Okay?
All right, Gervais. You'll tell us a bit more about Jezuk, will you?
Oh, yeah. I've got a whole new storyline.
Before you carry on, 01715802000, I've got some sponsorship forms, like, already printed up.
Yeah,
so just send, you know, give me a call. I can post one to you.
I will sleep with Steve, or I will go and work with a leper Connolly. Billy, yeah.
Oh, shut up! Play a record.
Scottish bloke with a beard, with his legs falling off.
Just play a record, you drunken sot.
Gets quieter and quieter, doesn't it? A couple of phone calls. Rob phoned and said, "Slap Steve for saying 0181 instead of 0171." See, it's the singly most important thing. The number is 01715802000. That's why you don't hear me mucking that up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I apologise.
Pump Ricky with more wine and challenge him to quack over the Anti Nowhere League. So what? I don't know. I've what's that happens again?
What, that was a sentence?
No, shut up. I had something to say then.
You are drunk.
Oh, yeah.
I can smell it on your breath.
Shut up!
I can smell it on your breath, for God's sake.
Don't wind me up, man. Yeah, I've got this new storyline for Jezuk. I want help with it. What it is, right? I think it starts off with this villain, right? Jezuk brings him in, right? And he's murdered, maybe a little kid, or you know, someone's husband. The woman's there, and she's terrible. Well, you would be.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Jezuk's in there, and he goes. Don't worry. He's gonna. By the time he gets out, Steve will have a girlfriend, right? She goes, right, won't bring my boy back, will it? No, but you can have one of mine. I've got loads or something, right? Anyway, he goes to the court, right? And he's only tampered with the jury, and he's a nasty piece of work.
Oh, not the murderer.
Yeah. He walks free, and he sort of like winks at Jessup on the way out. Think Jessup's gonna let it lie?
Jessup's not gonna let that villain, what, has he got a piece of evidence?
Well, no, he goes after him, shoots him anyway. Cause, you know, it's just redundant. It turns out the bloke didn't actually do it. But, you know, as Jessup says, better, you know, kill innocent people than let one, you know, guilty person go free.
that's Jessup's philosophy.
Yeah, yeah. And shoot first, ask questions later. You know, you don't want to be stitched up. He's got a reputation. And then he gets off with a woman, and they have another kid, and it's all right.
Yeah, I'll stop you there.
Why?
Jessup just killed an innocent man. He's your superhero. He's your, you know, your heroic, hard-boiled cop. He just killed an innocent man. I'm a little bit disappointed.
Oh, so he's got to be perfect, has he?
Well, I'm just a little bit disappointed.
Well, no, he can't be perfect. He's got things to do. We know he's got problems. He drinks too much. He kills innocent people. You go out there every day. See how you survive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got Mama Said Knock You Out lined up. It's one of our joint little favourites. We like this one and we like some other songs, don't we?
Yeah.
We're like mates.
I got a little plot.
Yeah.
Right? It's Jessup, right? And he retires. He just gets out the whole thing.
All right,
that's for the final one. We've pulled a discreet veil over the whole Jessup debacle.
Right.
All right, is that okay?
Yeah.
Rick, forget Jessup.
Right.
Because I've got my own show I'll be telling you about. What's,
have you really?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Am I in it?
No, not really.
Something to do with... Right, okay.
It's a genuine one I've come up with.
You know this song, right? Mama said, knock you out. I like to, like, you know, shadow box that. I've been working out today on the big bag, did a bit of boxing, because I'm in training. I challenged Camfield to a fight when I was pissed. Thursday night, he was swaying. I challenged him to fight. I offered him £1,000 prize money. That was the purse. Whether he won or lost, he still said no.
Oh, he's the worst. He's about 14 or something.
Yeah, but he's about 6 foot.
Yeah.
Maybe he was scared of killing me. Yeah. Jessup is not scared of
Jessup's
that, is
he? Gone. He's
right.
Out of it.
Okay.
There might be a comeback special one day, but thank God he's
Let's
gone.
Work on it.
Well,
that's my challenge to Canfield.
You know what I mean? Said knock you
yeah.
Out.
Yeah, I'm putting it out. I'm putting it out over the airs.
Yeah, you're keeping it real.
You know, like, you know, Death Row, Puffy and all that, and Tupac and that. That's like me and Canfield.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea.
I'm saying, come and get it, Canfield. I'm saying, I'm here, you know what I mean?
That East Coast, West Coast rivalry we can recreate amongst DJs.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Lamacq, outside now, have you seen him? He's a weedy little dweeb.
Yeah?
Oh, fantastic.
You can't actually say that, because, I mean, he's a nice guy and,
well, maybe so.
Yeah, so you're gonna fight Lamacq, I'm gonna fight Canfield.
That'd be brilliant.
Let's keep it within XFM. Yeah, Crowley.
Yeah.
Remember he had a fight once at school, and his defence, lucky he had a hymn book on him, and he hit the bloke in the nose with the hymn book. So you don't mess with Crowley, because he's probably carrying, you know, Bibles, hymn books, you know.
He's loaded, he's got some kind of religious paraphernalia with
old
him.
Parchment papers.
Yeah, crucifixes.
Paper cuts are the worst.
Oh, nasty.
Oh, imagine that, a little bit of papyrus across the eyelid. Oh, you don't want to mess with Crowley. No, I'm saying Canfield, come and get it, you know what I mean? He hangs out with his deaf tones and all that lot, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Should we just ask out, who should we threaten out? Who else can we threaten out?
Well, let's not go too mad.
Well, what about Henry Rollins?
Well,
I've made
no.
a mistake.
I don't
made an error there. There are a lot of people I could have chosen. Jarvis, for instance. I've gone straight
a lot
to
of people come before Henry Rollins, don't
I
they?
I was a fool.
Some British heavyweight boxers, for example.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather fight than Henry Rollins.
Before we carry on, before we, because I'm going to tell you about my, my TV idea in a minute, Rick. Because this is an idea I've been working on. And it's serious. It's like, you know, Jessup's got a certain strength, a certain quality.
Yeah.
And I think you'll like this as well. But before we do that, I've been sent a picture. A picture's been faxed through.
Oh, excellent.
And it's a little challenge, as ever.
Right.
It's make Ricky laugh. If you laugh at the picture I've got here, Rick, then Martin in Crouch End.
Yeah.
He wins, well, I thought we could give him-
I like it already, Martin in Crouch End.
I thought maybe we could give him the Baby Bird album.
Why? Why do you mean we- it's mine, you haven't got one, so you've gone in,
Well, I'll give that to him. But anyway, here's a picture. See what you think.
I like it. There's a little explanation as well. And it's subtle because I had to get right to the end for the big line. You're not allowed to see this. No. That's fantastic.
So well done to Martin.
Martin
wins an award.
Yeah, he does, yeah. Yeah, okay.
So if you want to win something tasty, give us a give us a call or fax us through a picture. 0171-580-1234. Your pictures, please. Make Ricky laugh.
You know your idea of this new show, which I haven't heard yet, right? But we should start getting together all the other stuff or we're going to get ripped off. That was, I sounded just like Albert Tatlock then, in the early 80s.
Oh, we should go. I love that fact that you sort of, maybe you've got a sentence, it's got 15 words in. You reckon, well, if I get out an average of 5 coherent words to every 15 that I need to say in a sentence, that'll be enough.
God, right, Jam or Isis?
Either one, both rubbish.
Oh no, come on, they're both good big bands, aren't they?
All right, Gervais, next, let's talk about my TV idea.
Okay, let's do All Around the World, because it's probably going to be big all around the world, isn't it? Before that, the Jam, All Around the World. Got a fax here from my mate Mick. He's listening. Say hello to him. Say hello to Mick.
Hello.
Yeah, and apparently he's found a great website about Joey Deacon. So we'll check that one out a little bit.
About Joey Deacon?
Yeah.
Oh, Joey.
Yeah.
we've had loads of ideas, haven't we, in the past?
Yeah.
And actually, I was wondering whether we should put out the phone number 0171 580 2000. The reason being that A, you might perhaps want us to relate an old anecdote that you once heard on the show that you'd have to hear again.
We could recreate the golden years.
We could recreate some of the classic moments from the Ricky Gervais show.
Yeah.
And also, of course, we've had tens of thousands of ideas for products, for services, for TV shows especially, and board games, all kinds of stuff.
I mean, we've come up with one recently, haven't we, that catch on, Sleep With Me or Play With Lepers.
That's right.
I mean, that's a good service, isn't it?
It's an interesting show, that. Yeah. I imagine that's Channel 4.
Yeah, definitely. Later, really.
Yeah, and we've also, of course, most famously, perhaps, had the Penis Puppet Theatre.
Penis Puppet Theatre. So easy to manufacture. I don't know why publishers aren't, you know, knocking on my door.
Yeah.
A lot of other people are knocking on my door.
Ricky Gervais' Meat Rations.
Oh.
Should be fun recreating.
Get in the queue, mum. It's Ricky Gervais' Meat Rations.
Yeah. Oh. All kinds of great games.
To be perfectly unfranked.
Who's Snork?
Yeah.
Great games. And if you've not ever heard us describing these, well, you've missed out.
Yeah.
You've learnt your mistake.
The Tease Penguin's probably my greatest invention.
The Tease Penguin? Can you tell us again? I forget.
Well, it's just a penguin. Right. You train, you put it in a lovely little French-made outfit, and it comes in, with sort of breathes fishy breath on you, and slaps you around the face with its flipper.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jezuk, obviously.
But it doesn't let you go any further.
No.
That's what it's the Cheese Penguin.
Yeah, oh, I see.
Yeah.
Extra Family Fortunes.
Oh, I can see that on telly myself.
Yeah, it's incredible. I don't know where you got the idea from.
They just go into my head sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah.
But anyway, here's my new idea, Gervais.
Oh, come on.
It's a great show. It's an exciting show, right?
Right, go on.
It's the future.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Crime has got so bad in the future. No, it's terrible. That there's not enough hours in the day, right, for all the cases to be tried in court.
Right.
Or because there's just not enough time. It's a bit like, you know, Judge Dredd sort of thing.
Yeah.
So what happens is, right, there's a night court, okay, and it comes into session at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. And there's lots of lawyers and stuff, and they really deal with the dredge. I'm talking about the dredge, the crimes which you think are open and shut, really.
Yeah.
All right, the sort of stuff that Jezuk would just sort out, right, with a bullet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're talking rapists and murderers and stuff.
Yeah.
But
all people who just piss him off.
Exactly. But Ronnie Midnight.
Oh, right? Ronnie Midnight.
He's the hard-boiled lawyer, right? The sort of the main figure at night court.
Mm.
And he gets dealt all these rough cases, right? And he thinks it's open and shut. Everyone thinks, oh, that person, he should be electrocuted or whatever.
Yeah.
But no. Ronnie sees something in them. He investigates the crime during the day. So he's only got like 12 hours to sort it out. And then he presents the case at night court. Right, at night, and maybe often, it's like Perry Mason meets
so he wastes taxpayers' money investigating people that might be innocent.
Yeah,
Jezuk just kills them.
Well, maybe so.
Yeah.
That's why Ronnie Midnight's much more loved. But it would be great, and it would start off with like, dun, 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 all rise, ju, 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 for night court.
Yeah.
Be fantastic.
And, I like that.
It would sort of set in the future.
Am I in that?
Well, not really. But, and you know, who knows, Jezuk maybe could get, you know, he could make a guest appearance. What do you think?
I like it.
Night court.
I like it.
I don't. Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
This rubbish about all this taxpayers' money investigating whether they're actually, you know,
they're innocent. You're more of a Jezuk kind of guy.
Yeah.
Just shoot first. Don't even ask questions.
If it's times like, you know, of the essence, why ask questions? You've done, you know, what's the point?
Yeah.
You just like opening up old wounds, which is another favourite pastime of Jezuk sometimes.
Oh, and also a great
idea. He loves opening up old wounds.
A great idea for maybe a board game or a TV show. Old wounds. Fantastic.
Oh, I'm going to work on this. Oh, and I've got Tip the Balance. I haven't even described that.
Tip the Balance?
After Embrace.
Can you tell us?
Emma goes out with a bloke in this.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's tip the
long haired type?
What's the tip of the balance?
Well, Jezzet wouldn't tolerate that.
What's tip the balance?
It's a board game for four rugby players or more.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Or the infirm. Or people who've just got no dignity left and we can get them on screen doing that. This is, my weakness is none of, dot dot dot, obviously ran out of. I was, reading News World on the way here, and, I didn't know this. You know, Tony Blair?
Yeah.
He's the Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
know, yeah.
Yeah.
Tony Blair. His father-in-law, which is Sherry's dad, is, that bloke, out after Death Us Do Part.
What, I've got it?
No, no, his son.
Oh, blimey.
Something about, he's a, I don't know, I should get this right, really, because it could be libelous, but it's something to do with some sort of doll cheat or something like that.
What?
Yeah, apparently.
Sherry Blair's dad's a doll cheat?
Yeah. Something like that.
Really?
Always claiming some sort of benefit for all, I don't know. But he was always the same when he was living with his dad, Alf. he was married to you and stuff, wasn't he? I mean, Sherry Blair's mum, is she his dad?
I'll stop you there, Rick. I'll stop you there.
It's so incestuous, isn't
it's fiction. I've tried to explain this to you before, haven't I? The stuff on the TV,
yeah.
A lot of it is real, some of it's fake. They're not really those people. Understand? EastEnders, for instance, that's not real people.
Yeah, well, obviously, embarrassing, because obviously that is real, because I've seen them in real life. They were at Phoenix, got them playing football, so that is real.
No, that was the actor. That was the actors.
Mm. Phil Mitchell was there, and Ricky Butcher.
That was the actors. We have been through this before. Because I went through this the same day that I explained to you that it only in the cat world can you piss on an object.
I got a new stereo that way.
Mm.
They just get out of the shop, but it was too late. I got a new stereo, and it shorts out, because I actually weed in one of the back of the speakers.
Did you?
Yeah. Mine, I've got to get that fixed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
Yeah.
I thought something.
Go on.
When the electrician comes round, right, to fix my stereo, okay, they go, what happened to it? I said, I'll pissed on it in the shop, and that's why it's mine. He went, oh, fair due, yeah, well done, right? And he goes, right, that's, £40. As I hand over the money, just a little dribble, it's mine again.
That cash is yours.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, it's so easy.
You'll never have to pay another penny.
I know.
It's a shame we don't live in Ricky World.
The Manic Street Preachers on XFM 104.9, and that's, if you tolerate this, then your kids are going to get it too. The spider and the horse.
Oh, remember that? It's great. Yeah, I don't even want to go into it.
No, we had this idea last week, like, for Czechoslovakian, sort of short. Right?
Czechoslovakian animation.
yeah, with
that'll be the music, obviously.
Yeah, it's called The Spider and the Horse, and it's obviously a satire against the government, and the bloke, quite right, has been put in jail for the rest of his life.
Yes.
Yeah, and Jezzet coming round, opening old wounds.
Yeah.
They were just healing, right? And the horse, we established, is a wicker horse.
A little wicker horse with a little sombrero. Probably the sort of thing you buy if you're away in America.
Toro Molinos. And the spider is just a blacked up crab.
That's it. It's a crab playing a spider.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful cartoon. It's called something like The Inhumanity of the Eyes of March.
Yeah. The Unbearable Deafness of Seeing.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's made by Ivanovich Gorovich.
No, we're gonna make it.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we might as well do it now.
Actually, talking of ideas, Trace, we've had quite a few people just phoning in ideas for game shows and TV things, and we never asked for any ideas.
No,
people have just
we like it.
Them.
We'll have them. They're ours now.
Yeah. 0171-580-1234. You can fax us.
Just to get this straight, any money made out of this is just mine.
That's right.
Yeah. Go on.
This is from Nigel in Tottenham. He's come up with a great idea.
Yeah.
You get loads of a panel of blindfolded contestants. I'm thinking, who would you have there, Gervais?
Well, contestants?
Yeah, blindfolded, you know, your sort of celebrity panel.
Are they got to be celebrities, have they?
I think so.
Ted Moulton.
Ted Moulton, obviously.
Ginny Cooper.
Ginny Cooper, yeah.
Maybe Joe Bugner.
Well, I thought it was going to be Henry Cooper, but...
Well, it could be, but, I mean, that's not fair, isn't it? Because, I mean, he did beat him. He beat him by, like, you know, 3/4 of a point,
yeah,
so he must have a chance.
Wouldn't it be great if it was the bloke that used to play Rene in Hello, Hello.
Yeah.
Right, it's Sue Pollard, and then it's Muhammad Ali. That'd be incredible. Like, Muhammad obviously now can't talk that well because of the Parkinson's or whatever, so he'd just be there,
Yeah.
Brilliant, that'd be great.
Well, Sue Pollard's a really interesting person.
so anyway, you've got your panel of contestants, and you bring on, okay, a celebrity.
Yeah. Whose idea is this?
This is Nigel in Tottenham.
Yeah.
So you've got your blindfolded panel there.
Yeah.
A celebrity comes on, maybe Nigel suggests Jeremy Beadle, right? And they have to have their most deformed body part sucked by the panel of celebrities. Now, obviously, I assume in the case of Beadle, that's his weird, deformed, like, childlike hand.
Yeah.
And so they would suck that until,
Or his goatee.
And then they have to sort of suck, they have to suck Jeremy until they identified him.
Oh.
You know, and then
oh, that'd be great. Oh, because it'd be like a little doll's hand down the back of your throat.
Yeah.
And I imagine he doesn't, no, he's probably perfectly manicured that side. The other one's a mess though.
Yeah.
He can't do that one.
So, any other deformed celebrities? I'm trying to think if there are any others. I got a feeling it might be Beadle every week. Is it, Muhammad Ali?
Don't diss Muhammad Ali, man.
Well,
no, I won't have that.
Anyway.
Ali's my man.
Anyway,
Other deformed, I don't know. Stephen Hawking?
He's not deformed.
Not compared to you, no.
Michael Jackson?
No, this is libelous.
Is it?
It's got to be.
Who's deformed?
Who's deformed?
Which celebrities are deformed? A list of deformed celebrities.
0171-580-2000. What else have we done? We've done funny phone calls, haven't we?
We've done some funny phone calls.
Did that one like Pinky, when we phoned up Safeway and said, have you got some cheese? And they said yes. And we showed them, didn't we?
That showed them.
Yeah.
Oh, we've done some crazy crank calls.
Yeah.
Do you want some beer?
Do you want some beer?
Brilliant game.
5 o'clock foreigner.
5 o'clock foreigner.
Yeah.
What else have we done? There's been just too much, haven't there?
The alarm frog. That never got off the ground yet.
Got going. Some great ideas.
Tip the balance. That's the last one I've got.
Tip the balance? You haven't explained it.
It's my last. I think it's a little bit in bad taste.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh well, I don't want that on this show.
No. I mean, I think it's a little bit much.
Really? Is it too much? Is it the most outrageous thing you've ever?
Well, okay. Well, no. Look, this is an idea, right?
It's a board game.
I'll send it off to Waddington's when get you know. It's four simple weights, sort of just like fulcrum weights, you know, like scales.
Like a little seesaw.
Yeah, a little seesaw. And there's one end is like a bowl, right? The other end is like a kilogram weight.
Right.
And there's four of those. So four of you sit round, and you've got to quite simply tip the balance, right?
So you've got to fill the bowl.
Fill the bowl, yeah.
What, with rice or?
No.
Household object?
No. Bodily secretions.
Right.
So it's the first, you know.
Maybe you shouldn't tell us about this.
Well, no, because there's simple rules. Anything that comes out of your body is all right, okay, in every form.
Right.
Well, you know.
Anything that comes out of your body,
yeah.
You put that into the bowl and sort of.
Yeah.
Tip the balance.
So, I was just thinking, if I said it quieter, it wasn't so bad. I was gonna go, why is piss? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't work right. Snot. Sick.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say cum, because then I could be spelling it C-O-M-E. Therefore, getting by some of the radio thoroughfares rather sneakily. And spunk, as you said, is like, courage, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like in the Waltons, they go, oh, look, I love your new girlfriend, John Boy, she's full of spunk. Yes. Sorry about that. Well, I've been carried away, Dad.
Good night. Good night, John Boy.
Yeah.
John Boy. Good night.
Right, here's the cure. We'll come back to this. 20 to 6, Ricky Gervais show.
And
Steve.
What have we offered today? Well, we've offered Tip the Balance, the new board game from Waddington's, which involves secreting various bodily fluids into a bowl in order to tip the balance.
Yeah, and the way you do, you go, tip the balance! I just imagine the front cover was sort of granny, she's stooped. Yeah, she's just not.
She's got trousers down.
Yeah.
She's just,
she's missed it. She's missed it completely. They're all laughing.
And the family are there behind her, they're clapping and cheering.
The mother just laughing, doing a dustman's blow.
Yeah.
Right. And the 14-year-old boy, he's
enjoying it the most, let's be honest. but what about if, you know that, bingo is the most popular evening pastime in the country, and there are these huge bingo palaces.
Yeah, that's because they haven't
thousands of seats.
Yeah.
Imagine if they were all playing Tip the Balance.
The smell.
Oh, it'd be incredible.
God.
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be great. You could have winner stays on.
Yeah.
Because you'd have a disadvantage then, wouldn't you? Well, I'm just,
I imagine in Japan they've already got a TV show like that, I'd imagine.
A kilogram's a lot though to get rid of.
Yeah, you've got a lot of sputum.
I know, everything, yeah.
But I think it's a great idea. Could you give birth into the bowl?
Well, no. Well, you could, but anything you put in there, you lose. So you'd be willing to, like, you can't, you could, like, you could bleed into it and amputate into it, but you can't have it back. Like, you couldn't put a false limb in.
Right.
Because you'd win it there, because that, you know, so that, that's sort of cheating.
Yeah.
But there is a thing called the fish card, where if you're all out of it, right, you're all, strained out and you've vomited and snotted, and everyone's got, like, you know, 0.8 kilograms in theirs, you can go, fish card, right, and you can take someone else's bowl and pour it into yours, but you've got to pour it via your mouth.
Right.
So you take a big glug of that, and you do it, and you win.
You've thought this through, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You've played this, haven't you?
No, I haven't played it. I haven't got the equipment.
Right.
Wow. Nearly end of the show with it, isn't it?
I can't even bother to criticise you.
It's not worth it, is it?
Your use of language anymore.
I know, yeah.
So late in the day, I mean, you're not going to master it at the age of four, 45, however old you are. You know, I mentioned, I guess we could call it Freak Show or something like that.
Yeah.
Where celebrities with deformities come on.
That was Nigel's from Tottenham.
Nigel in Tottenham came up with the idea.
The most deformed. What would you put forward as your most deformed bit?
Well, luckily, sucking my most deformed bit would be curiously enjoyable for me. anyway, I asked for a few more celebrities who've got deformities, and various people have called in. Jez in East Barnet mentioned John Thor, who of course... Well, John's left leg, I think, is shorter than his right. He always sort of hobbles a bit as he walks.
You have to suck the whole of the left leg?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's...
Say that again, Lewis. Well, I was just saying, size that, like the fat bird in the opera. Yes, I know it is now. What, because I said, no, nothing to do with it. I just saw him do it. I just forgot and I was pissed. Yeah, go on.
Paul Daniels, apparently one arm is shorter than the other.
Can I just say, the head?
True enough. Yeah, Debbie McGee could come on and just bring Paul. That's very deformed.
Yeah, under her arm.
Object. Yeah. That's from Tony Namisham. We've also had Ian Jury. Someone's mentioned that. Says that Ian Jury...
His left side. Yeah.
Really? Did he have a stroke or something? Polio.
Polio, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
So his left side. And Anthea Turner, apparently she lost the middle three of her toes or something in a sort of horrible accident. I don't know if that's true. Anyway, yeah, Anthea Turner, it'd be great. Just get her on anyway.
She lost...
I don't think it can be true, to be honest. It says that she's only got two toes on one of her feet because she lost the other three in a fly mail accident.
Oh my god.
But I don't know if that's true.
So it's when you used to go to school and say some, oh, had a fight with the lawnmower.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, yeah. No, I meant your hair, love. No, look at my toes. Oh! Oh!
Yeah. Exactly. So, so celebrities.
What would you suck? Would you suck the gap or would you suck the toes that flew off in the garden?
I really haven't thought about it.
Why not?
I haven't really given it much thought to it, to be honest.
Oh, I just got time for one more song, then the news. Oh, I'm not going to do this for any one computer. If we've got any news, remember last week? There's no news.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, there's no news.
Yeah.
No news.
Perfect.
Must be news, some news, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Give us last week's.
Anything I'll do.
You usually do. Right, it's Lloyd Cole, and are you ready to be heartbroken? I got Sandy Shaw's version of this.
Cheers.
It's not interesting, is
no,
it?
No, not in the slightest.
XFM 104.9. That's it, then.
Sorry, I haven't...
Put your headphones on.
Sorry,
it's got a toilet roll holding down the microphone because it's broken. It's flinging. I've been working on one computer.
The whole show's been a debacle.
Yeah. You know why? Because we're no good and we don't plan anything, and that's got to be stopped.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Someone should stamp that out.
I'm getting sick of it.
Yeah.
Do you think I like just turning up, often inebriated, with nothing to say, abusing people, breaking... Do you think I like that?
No.
No.
I know.
Well, I want to play Bob Dylan.
But at the same time, Rick, in our defence,
we don't care.
Not only that, you know,
we're getting paid for it.
We're not monkeys, all right? We're not performing monkeys.
No.
If people need us to entertain them, then they ought to take a closer look at themselves, I think.
Yeah.
All right, we've got better things to do with ourselves than having that on the radio trying to entertain people.
You've got lots of things, better things to do with yourself, and you often do what I'm trying to present, which is what puts me off more than anything, and I never tip the balance. You know what I mean? You need a lot more, what?
No, I was just thinking, I thought I had something to say, but I haven't.
Who's, Snowden's guests?
Matt from Gene.
Oh, Matt from Gene, excellent, I like Gene. And who else? What's
Pete
his name?
Pete from Three Colours Red.
Pete from Three Colours Red, brilliant, excellent. Okay, we better get out of here.
Yeah, good.
Bob Dylan, It's All Over Now, Baby
Thank
Blue.
God.
Alright,
alright, see you soon.